Hello, so I'm Marco Quaggiotto. This talk is going to be, we are going to present our project we have been working on. I'm here with also Sebastiano Scacchetti. And we were going to talk about the project and our ideas as related to smart city and bicycles. So the context about bicycles, you probably know it already, it's quite good actually lately, in Europe at least, but also in the world. So almost every metric connected to bikes is getting better. We are selling more bikes, more kilometers of routes by bicycle. We have more bike sharing systems opening up in Europe and around the world. And the European Union is also getting better at investments in the area of bike lanes and bike infrastructure. And so it's quite a good time for bicycles. In Italy, where we come from, the context is also getting better, but of course we are late. We have inadequate infrastructures. Most of the time they are poorly planned. So for example, in Italy, we have 3,000 kilometers of bike lanes, while in England, you have 17,000. And in Germany here, as you probably noticed, you have more than 10 times the number we have in Italy. And most of all, we are poorer. So we have limited investments to do in bike infrastructure. So our question as bike enthusiasts and mapping enthusiasts was what can we do to support cycling in Italy and in Europe and around the world? So we had basically two ideas. There are two ways to do this. One is short term, so you support users and you help them use the existing infrastructure as best as they can. And you provide access to available services. The second step that we want to do, that it's the most interesting one in our mind, is to help support planning, so to identify possible improvements to the biking infrastructure and to help optimize infrastructure spending, since we don't have much money, we need to make every euro count. So to follow this idea, we designed Bike District. Bike District is an application. It looks like this. So it's a web application, and there is also a mobile version that is still a web mobile application. That is basically a routing application. So we have been talking about routing in the previous talk. So basically you have journey calculation, you can specify the starting point and one or more destination points with the street name or point of interest, or you can use your browser location to get the current position. You have three types of itineraries. So the first one is the cycle path, which is aimed at commuters and people who go to work by bike, or they use bikes normally. That tries to avoid the roughest roads. In Italy, we don't have a very strong bicycle culture. So this is our bike sharing system. And this is what the paving looks like in most of the city. So it gets really tricky to go by bike. This is a picture I took last week. So it's not easy. We try to calculate a cycle street that avoids this kind of roads. So paving and light rails and traffic and so on. We also have a direct path that goes for braver cyclists that just need to go as fast as possible. And we have a safe path that is aimed at families most of the time. So that makes the route longer, but tries to avoid as much as possible traffic and has a strong preference for cycle paths. Of course, beyond the routing, we also show where the bike sharing are, stations are. You have free slots and free bikes updated in real time. We show bike repair shops and bike shops, bike parkings, drinking fountains, events, bike-related events, and so on. So we try to provide a kind of map for a comprehensive map for the cyclist. In the last version, we also added a very lightweight registration. So you have your own, you can have your own personal profile with social logins or by email. And once you have your profile, you can, of course, fill in your personal information if you want. It's not compulsory. And having added this feature, we can have street ratings. So if you have a path and you don't like the path that is being suggested, you can rate specific segments of road and say, I don't like it, please avoid this one, or please do it more, I like this kind of path. Of course, if you say, I don't like it, as soon as you press the road gets marked and the path is recalculated to get a better one. This helps the people to get a better path, but helps also us to get an idea of what are the most liked and unliked segments of route of streets in the road, in the city. And it's the first part of the project is having a routing systems to help people move around in the city. But starting from this background, we also have a model for the cyclability of the city. So a model of the city as seen by bikes that can help us develop digital tools for bike mobility. So we have we started with the map from OpenStreetMap with all the route segments, the road segments. We identified about more than 10 parameters related, bike related parameters for routing. So surface, street surface, traffic level, and presence of tram, rails, and so on. And we have information updated in real time by our users that add the ratings to the streets. The technologies that we have are technologies you're probably all familiar with. So we have, of course, OpenStreetMap with PostGIS, then PG routing for the routing, and the backend is designed in Python, and we use Leaflet on the front end. So in 1 year, we had about 400,000 itineraries calculated, and this gives us a lot of data about how people actually use the city. These are the starting and the destination locations. So we get this kind of model of the city in which we have information about the infrastructure and information about the use of the city. The use of the city by bike. So we have street ratings, user profiles, and in the future, we want to add the possibility of getting GPS tracking in the mobile application. With this data, this data is far better and richer information that the city of Milan has at the moment. It's frequently updated thanks to OpenStreetMap and our users. It gets updated in real time, so for traffic events or by people that rate the segments, and of course is much cheaper than going around and counting how many people use which roads. With this, we started building some analytical tools. Sebastiano Scacchetti is our mobility traffic engineer. So we started to make some analysis in order to find some ways to describe the city and to improve the bike infrastructure planning. So we have mainly three types of information of analysis that we can do. So the first is demand for mobility. So what kind of infrastructure the users would need. The second is road infrastructure. So what kind of infrastructure is actually present? And the third is the most interesting, maybe infrastructural planning. So for the first analysis, we can estimate bike flows and traffic profiling. We can understand how people move from and to work. We get popular itineraries. We can analyze critical connections that are dangerous but are done anyways because you have no other way around. And you can find what the backbone basically of the city, so with bike highways. So for example, if this is the traditional road classification with a car perspective, by overlaying all the trips that have been done through our system, so the 400,000 trips, we get a new shape of the city. So this is not a betweenness graph, but this is the actual, well, simulated trips that have been done in Milan with the actual need for mobility. So we have bike highways. The second approach that we can do is have analysis of road infrastructure, so we can check road conditions and maintenance issues. We have reports about bike network interactions. We get to know about critical issues by reporting done by our users. And we can find poorly connected areas that are lacking basically in bicycle infrastructure. So one example that we have done is to evaluate a proposed bike lane. So there was a proposal to add a bike lane, and we, having the information about the mobility needs, were able to identify the areas that would be served by that bike segment, bike lane segment, and also compare it with different kind of ride of bike segments. So, for example, a radial itinerary is much more impactful than what is called a tangent itinerary. So, has a higher connectivity index. So, serves more. More of the city, a bigger part of the city, even if there are specific problems in this case. And the third kind of analysis that we can do basically mixes the bike mobility needs with the infrastructure to find roads with high connectivity potentials, so roads that would be used if they were good, dangerous roads busy for cyclists, so roads that are actually used a lot, even if they're dangerous, because there is no other way around it. Basically, you need to do that road, even if it is a dangerous one. And we can evaluate two-way circulation for bikes on one-way streets. So the roads that would be interesting to make two ways, even if they are one way at the moment, at least for bicycles. So for one example also for this kind of analysis is the identification of roads with high connectivity potential. So the roads marking red here are the roads that would be great for cyclists if they were fitted for bicycle use. So they would be a very important part of the mobility backbone, but at the moment they are not possible. It's not possible to go on them by bike. So this is, we can also have a top 50 of the interventions that would be good to do in the city related to the impact that they would have. So this is the state of the project for the moment. Our future plans are to rework the structure for new data, also to do it in in other cities that have other problems like elevation and a different structure of the city with different issues. We want to have a better integration with OpenStreetMap, and we are going to ask around how we can do it. And we want to develop native mobile apps in order to have better applications that can be used also while moving around, while at the moment we have mostly web applications. The website is this one, so it's bikedistrict.org. For the moment, the only city present is Milan, but we will have a couple of more cities in the next few months. So keep an eye on it, and if you have any questions, we will be here for the 2 days. Thank you.
Hi, how's your relationship with the community?
Our relationship is very good with the bike associations in Milan. We are part of the round table for cycling mobility, so we serve as basically consultancy for the administration. We have yet to see any decision taken on the basis of this data or on, you know, scientific analysis. So we will try to work better on it. Yeah. The OSM community. Yeah, with the OSM community, we are kind of new. So we started basically 1 year and a half ago. We have been working with a cycling community in Milan that has basically remapped the city, adding attributes related to cycling. We are looking forward to integrate our system as best as possible with the platform.
I may have a related question. What's the workflow? So are you giving back the data you're crowdsourcing to OpenStreetMap, and how would you do that? Do you do it automatically or manually?
Yeah, exactly. The issue is we want to talk about when I was talking about better integration is that at the moment the ratings are not given back to OpenStreetMap as they are personal, and we have issues with, of course, anonymization, so we would like to discuss with people that are more into the community what a good way would be to do this, basically.
More questions?
Okay, when you propose new segments to be built, cycling path segments, how do you deal with effects that one depends on each other? How do you deal with the effects? For example, if you need two segments of road to be built to be useful at all, because one segment won't be useful, how would you deal in this rating with these dependence on each other?
Yeah, that is a question that you should probably ask the transportation engineer. I am not really prepared. I'm more of the interface guy, so we're going to be around.
You said that there are roads which are impossible to use for bike, and I can't imagine. I can imagine dangerous roads, but not impossible to go by bike. Can you give an example?
Yeah, that was probably an hyperbole on my part. It's not that they are impossible to use, but they are extremely dangerous. For example, we have in Milan a bridge that goes over the the railway, which is a very high speed segment of road, which has no kind of bicycle infrastructure, but being a bridge that connects two parts of the city that are basically cut by a railway, you need to go over it, and that is one of the most dangerous pieces of segments for cycling in Milan. And it's, I don't know, like 500 meters. So that is one of the interventions that we suggest. Well, later we can, I would be interested in knowing about it.
Quick question, what's your business model?
What?
What is your business model as a company?
Business model? Yep. Ah, we don't have one. That was an easy one. No, we just enjoy doing this. Then, if of course we find a way to work with administrations to have a better informed, better like informed planning, that would be a good way to do it.
Thank you for a nice talk. So, talking about your navigation that you have incorporated on your website, yeah. You also extract the surface type from OpenStreetMap, right? If you talk about like cobbled, yeah, stone and so, yeah, on. So in principle, is it possible already, or do you plan to incorporate opportunity of avoiding certain surfaces?
Yes.
It's already there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my question is, could you, for example, do it like, let's turn it upside down because your stuff is for the city, but imagine that you could, for example, prefer to use only like dirt roads that could be useful for like mountain bikers who actually prefer not to use paved stuff. I mean, could you give, yeah, a comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't thought about this, but you could find the worst possible routes in the city if yeah.
Because I mean, it's mostly for cities, your stuff. But yeah. I mean, nothing prevents us from using it even for like nature.
No, no, of
I mean,
course. Yeah, of so, course. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. No. Yeah.
And what prevents you at this point from using it out of Milano? I mean, to use it worldwide and not only in your city?
Yeah, the issue is that when we built it the first time was just, you know, a pet project. And so we built it very specifically for the problems that we have in Milan. So Milan is flat, for example, so we don't care about elevation. If we wanted to do it in, I don't know, Barcelona, we need elevation. And also the problem with the paving is mostly an Italian one that I know of. So here in Karlsruhe, you wouldn't need that kind of attention. You would probably need to consider other factors.
And here comes your last question. Are you thinking of open sourcing your project, of letting people contribute? Elevation is something I would love to contribute and do for my city. And
that is something we have been considering. We just started building it, so it was not really well-designed project. Now we're going to rewrite it, so it could be definitely a possibility. We can talk about it.
Thank you very much, Marco.
Thank you.